Details on the governor's new legal battle over tribal jurisdiction. The city of Yukon is working to welcome a data center. And a discussion in Norman on policing with flock cameras. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt is suing the city of Tulsa, its mayor and police chief, in the state Supreme Court. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the case involves a recent agreement the city made to defer criminal jurisdiction to the Muscogee Nation.
The agreement between Tulsa and the Muscogee Nation settles a two-year dispute the tribe began, challenging the municipality's jurisdiction over, quote, any Indian for criminal offenses, including traffic violations. It means Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols has completely ceded his police department's ability to prosecute indigenous Oklahomans on the Muscogee Reservation, nearly the entire city. Cases will be referred to the tribe's courts, he said at a June press conference. Stitt writes in his lawsuit that Nichols' move erodes state sovereignty, undermines public safety, and invites other municipalities to do the same. He wants the court to rule that Tulsa's agreement with the Muscogee Nation is illegal and block its implementation. He's also asking them to prohibit any similar agreements between cities and tribes in the future. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols says he strongly disagrees with the court filings and calls the governor's move unproductive. The city of Yukon plans to begin the process of selling city-owned land that could later host a data center. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has details.
The Yukon City Council voted 4-1 to approve the almost $16 million deal. The 184-acre site is near Highway 66 and Frisco Road. As first reported by local newspaper The Yukon Progress, residents and council members voiced concerns about possible health effects and the amount of water needed to cool the infrastructure. The sale is contingent on whether the city and the buyer can agree on a plan for the facility's water and sewer needs. It'll be a while before the center is built if it gets all the necessary approvals. The proposed data center is one of several with plans in Oklahoma. Earlier this month, Google officials said the company would invest $9 billion in the state as it builds a data center in Stillwater and expands an existing one in Pryor. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The Norman City Council discussed flock cameras for the Norman Police Department this week. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports one council member raised concerns about the possibility that cameras could be used to collaborate with ICE.
Flock cameras scan the license plates, make, model, color, and description of every vehicle that drives past them. MPD's deputy chief hopes to install 15 across the city. During the discussion, Ward 4 Councilmember Helen Grant noted an article from the American Civil Liberties Union claiming Flock allows local officers to search its database for immigration detainment purposes. Flock's Director of Public Affairs, Trevor Chandler, told the council this is unique to each agency.
Yes, so there's some departments that decide it's part of their values and their community to participate in immigration enforcement. And what we are able to do at Flock is customize it to make sure that the communities that don't share those values don't have to participate in that.
After the meeting, Mayor Steven Tyler Holman expressed concerns about the level of surveillance that Flock would create in Norman. Despite these concerns, Holman says the council is keeping an open mind toward the cameras due to their ability to solve crimes and missing persons cases faster. I'm Audrey McClure.
Tulsa's U.S. Representative Kevin Hearn gave his take on President Trump's impending Medicaid cuts. Ben Abrams reports the congressman praised one new condition.
Hearn says he doesn't know just how sweeping the impacts of Trump's big, beautiful bill would be, especially on local health care systems. He does, however, praise the new work requirements for Medicaid, scheduled to go into effect in a few years.
What we don't want to do is waste benefits on people who are able to take care of themselves. An 80% plus most popular thing in America is for people to work if they're able to work in America.
That 80% figure Hearn cites appears to come from the Paragon Health Institute, a think tank founded by a former Trump advisor. A different poll from KFF Health News in March showed that about 62% of American voters supported work requirements for Medicaid. Notably, only 17% favored decreasing funding for Medicaid. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.